and had a very nice meal.
After that, you don't go and seek for another restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Or if you eat a dessert at the top of what you have eaten, you're full now. You should be satisfied. You just don't go and seek for another enjoyment. So Tosun Baba here, I think he gave you your spiritual fruit tonight. I don't think it is appropriate to ask for another meal. I would be more than happy to answer your questions, but I don't have the intention to serve another dinner at the top of a very good dinner. So inshallah we do the night prayer and then zikr. If you have any questions, by all means we can talk. But I will not serve.
I have a question. I was reading Mohayuddin Baba's one of his books that I bought, and he's saying when you ask questions to your sheikh, if you ask like regular question, then he's like saying go to wisdom and through wisdom ask questions. Otherwise, you will not benefit from any of the stuff that you ask. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, well, this is a good topic. Actually, this is a broader topic related to your conduct in front of your sheikh. One of them is asking questions. What are the proper ways of asking questions? What type of questions are proper? Maybe we can start by eliminating the type of questions that you should not be asking. Maybe the category which is the worst category that a question may fall into is when you ask your sheikh a question to test him. This is not acceptable at all, and it kind of shows itself. Or you don't really ask a question. This is the second category of question. You don't really ask a question, but your intention is to show that you know a subject, or to present yourself in front of the sheikh as a knowledgeable person. This is also very unacceptable category of questions. Finally, the fourth category is about curiosity. That is questions that are not relevant to you, questions that are not applicable to your life, questions that has nothing to do with you, questions that you would not be able to ingest in, process and benefit. Kind of irrelevant questions. Trying to understand, it's really not about you, but about the life of a prophet, which you're not taking lessons, but trying to understand if a prophet is making a mistake or not. Kind of questions. And ultimately a question, just to be able to make your presence more visible. Those are the four categories. There are very sincere questions which is relevant to your particular case. And you are seeking a sincere solution for that. That is a wise question. Wise in the sense that you recognize a shortcoming in your life. You recognize that your intelligence, your mind is not, your reasoning is not really helping you in finding a solution. That is, you come to the end of not only your knowledge, but at the same time, you come to the end of what your intelligence, what your reasoning would offer to you. Understanding your shortcomings would enable you sincerely fulfill the need that you have at that moment. Then you can ask your questions, almost always are meaningful. We can go into the specific details, but these are pretty much the categories. If you want to benefit, if you want to benefit from the answer of a question, think about first evaluate yourself. Think about your shortcomings. Think about what is it that in you that you feel insufficient? The need, the context. So if there's no context, in most cases you cannot learn. Context has to be there. For example, you can not teach a child that a fire is hot, stove is hot, that he or she should not approach to the fire. You cannot teach that. You cannot just constantly describe what fire is all about. He or she will not understand the fire. The only time she will understand the fire is the first time she or he touches it. So most of us learn by making mistakes. As soon as you make the mistakes, as soon as you bump your head, as soon as you feel the fire, then the context appears there. Then you can actually start seeking, why am I always burning my hand? Why am I always bumping my head? Why is it happening to me? What are the things that I'm not doing right so that it happens to me? Sincerely, if seeking a solution for that, your question will make sense. So it's really, the other thing is that you may see yourself insufficient in terms of providing service to others. I mean, you may have opportunity, you may have skills, you may have education, you may have a lot of skills, but at the same time, you're not seeing yourself in the front, contributing to the lives of others. You know, being a dervish is all about being a servant to Allah Ta'ala, trying to be Abdullah. You can feel that need. You feel that you're not really fulfilling the purpose of your life. These are the context. What I'm trying to, this is the context. The context come from your own life. And then those questions really, really are good questions. Not only the answer helps you, but helps others as well. Like the question, the king of the Muslim king of India at the time. What's his name? No. Who has a young Ayaz is Mahmud El Ghaznavi.
Yeah.
That Mahmud El Ghaznavi's question is very relevant to himself. That is, he's really asking, this question belongs to Mahmud El Ghaznavi, but Mahmud El Ghaznavi is actually hearing this question as if he is hearing from the mouth of a deer. When he was chasing a deer, when the deer really hits the bank of a river, he's about to kill a deer. He's really asking this question himself, but as if he hears it from the mouth of a deer there. You are a sultan, Mahmud El. He's really talking to Mahmud El Ghaznavi. You are a sultan. You are given all these land. You are given all these subjects, the power, the money. And then you are spending your life in the forest for entertainment, chasing a deer. And at the end, you are going to kill the deer and you're not going to do anything about it. For your own personal enjoyment, you're not only wasting your time, or you're also wasting a life. And then the question is this what you are created for? Is it? So this question is actually from the mouth of a deer, but he's asking himself, what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? What am I doing here? It's a relevant question. So when you start seeking the purpose of your life, what is it that I'm doing here? Adab is very important. The manners of asking questions, the manners of sitting in front of your Shay, the words that you can utter, there's a whole bunch of code of conduct which we do not quite observe, which we are supposed to, because really Tosun Baba is very lenient in that. He does not really enforce these manners, but that does not necessarily mean that we should not follow, because Baba is not, he's very modest and humble. Because of his humbleness and humility, he's not really expecting. But as a dervish, we should learn and behave. Because without, if you don't behave, conduct yourself with the manners of a dervish, you cannot learn, you cannot progress. I mean, how many times I told this, but I'm going to tell it again. This sohbet room is your Sheikh's sohbet room. This is his room. Consider yourself here as a guest. You are visiting him here. This is his own room. Consider this as if you're visiting him in his house. When you go to somebody else's room, visit somebody else in his room, you don't smoke. Really, your Sheikh may smoke, that doesn't give you a license to smoke. I think this is important. But we are drinking coffee. Consider that as it is being served to you by your Sheikh. So if your Sheikh pulls a cigarette and offers you, you can smoke that. Refusing something from the hands of a Sheikh is also not a good adab. Like at one time, I think many years ago, Tosun Baba offered Nurettin Baba oysters. He was about to die. But he opened his mouth.
And he had mercy on me.
The other very important, don't consider this topic, it's kind of, we are exchanging from our experiences. One of the other thing that we should really follow is, you know, there's a very strong ayat, which kind of brings me shivering. Allah Ta'ala says that if you don't show the right manners, adab, in front of the Prophet, he says that I will consider your deeds null. All the good things that you have done, I will nullify your deeds, good deeds. See, this particular ayat clearly says that good conduct, good character is better than, superior than service. You can only deserve to serve if you achieve good conduct, good character, good morals. Then you have the right to serve. The context of the ayat is that it's related to people in front of Rasulullah, they raise their voices above the voice of the Prophet. And then there was a warning that do not raise your voices above the voice of Rasulullah. It's an order. It came as an order. I mean, again, Tosun Baba is really is really treating us like children. He really doesn't like as forgiving in that sense. I mean, you don't mind if your children around you mess around. You kind of even find it a little cute once in a while. But that does not give anybody a license to continue that, but learn the right behavior. It is a bad adab when Baba is here, you know, increasing your voices above his voice. It happens all the time. You know, when we have at the dinner table, during the sohbet, when Baba is here, and then it starts as a murmuring and then starts increasing voice. People cannot hear each other. They start shouting each other. You know, it bounces like that. That's a very bad adab. It is also a very bad adab when this happens
If you shout to stop people, that's also very bad adab. You don't raise your voice even to warn people. The best adab is to look each other, you know, gently warn. Gentleness is very important here. You can gently kiss the, you know, shoulder of a dervish when you want to enter to halakha. Things like that. These are important.
Çetin abi de Murat abi de bu kadar inşallah.
Yarım saate kadar.
Aradığımda yarım saate inşallah. Herhalde bir 15 dakika gelebilir.
What is it?
Cricket.
Acceptable. Fahrettin Efendi has a book on this. He actually talks about the manners of a dervish in front of a sheikh. I think there is even a translation of it. We should really distribute that. It's this Fahrettin Efendi's standard, that is the real standard of being a dervish, is really high. But at least it's a good contrast to see where we are, where real dervishes were. I mean, one of the things we never follow is when your sheikh asks you a question, you do not answer. The second time he asks the question, you do not answer. The third time he asks to you, then you answer, starting by saying, "You know better." I mean, when I was a young dervish, I was just trying to follow these things, and Baba said, 1, 2, 3, I'm asking you. Don't wait. Baba doesn't have that patience. Consider that I ask you 2 or 3 times. You don't look at his face, you don't look at his eyes. I'm talking about Fahrettin Efendi's write-up. You don't spend much time in his presence, unless he calls you, unless you know, you're attending his sohbet. You don't spend. You don't spend idle time without serving him in front of him or in the presence of him. These are the things that I myself remember from what I have read there. I mean, there are also very particulars that you should really learn the nature of your sheikh to be able to serve him. That's exactly what we are trying to do. We are trying to learn the beautiful attributes of Allah Ta'ala so that we can conduct ourselves as Allah Ta'ala would conduct himself. So we are trying to follow those beautiful behavior, following, because Rasulullah As-salatu wa-salam has all these beautiful attributes, we just follow his example. It's the safest. So to be able to serve anyone, you should know that person. You should know that person But before knowing that, it starts with knowledge. Once you know, that knowledge also should also bring love. You will never be able to serve anyone if you don't love that person. If you love someone, you really, think about it. Think about the people whom you are loving, or whom you used to love, or, you constantly watch him or her. You constantly try to understand what are the things that he or she likes, so that I do that. It is really the adab is very much connected to this affection, strong affection, muhabbat. You have to know what he likes, what he doesn't like. How does he drink his coffee? Do you know? How many people know? Only the people who serve him coffee know. So, what if they are not here? What are you going to do? How are you going to serve him coffee? And they assume that master is not here, I'm not here. All of a sudden, Tosun Baba is here, and you are there. How are you going to serve him coffee? you can ask him. That's better than serving him the wrong coffee. But these are also indication that you don't even know. It's an indication that you don't even know what kind of coffee he drinks. when you invite him to your home, how are you going to? What kind of food are you going to serve? The best thing is you can ask the seniors about these questions. But what I'm trying to say is that these are the question one wonders. If you are going to entertain someone, or if you love someone, if you want to host someone, if you want to serve someone, you kind of try to understand what are the things he likes, what are the things he doesn't like. As far as coffee is concerned, he never puts milk in his coffee. It's black, but with a lot of sugar. Strong black with a lot of sugar. So, he's incredible. 90 years old, and his activity is just incredible. His sharpness at this age. You agree? As a doctor, you must have seen a lot of cases. And we are so thankful that he still can walk, he can talk. Really, really, it's a miracle. I think Hazrat P is a miracle. That he has this strength. But when he was young, I'm talking about young. When I became a dervish, he was like 63 years old now. Yeah. I'm talking about young means 65, around 65, 70 years. He was 70 years old. He was just traveling around. He was going to Iraq with Wasat. He was going to Kosovo. He was just traveling around in places where there are no hotels. People are, trying to survive. Armies were fighting, people were killing each other, but he was there trying to find opportunities to serve people. Now, at that time, there was someone, he was in Kosovo, and someone who knew how to speak Albanian from Turkey. We sent her with Baba so that he can help. Yeah. How you cannot help? So she's there to help Baba. And imagine how much pressure Baba has there. They are really trying to survive. And then there was this opportunity to serve coffee, to bring coffee to Baba. And then they brought coffee, black, with sugar. And this person, whom I know very well, she says, no, it has to be with milk. And then she insisted she loves Baba, and she wants to serve, and she wants to add more, whatever existed. milk is something that is scarce. They cannot find milk, and she thinks that putting milk in his coffee is a good thing. she destroyed his coffee, no matter how good your intentions are, if you don't know the person you are going to serve, you cannot serve.
other thing is that he wants to spend time with his family on Sundays. So you're not going to disturb him if it's not emergency. If it's not emergency, you disturb somebody else before disturbing him. And hopefully it's going to be me. So a lot of people who come here and serve, if you're not available, if you will not be available, this is extremely, this is not only for this teriga, but any place works based on these principles. If you're not going to be here on a Friday, if you're not going to be here on a Saturday, and if you are carrying a responsibility, you learn how to delegate that. You don't disappear without delegating your responsibilities to another one. Of course, I mean, seniors should be watching and then finding out if everything is in place, if we have enough resources to serve Baba. But for example, this is the first night we came here, this room, for dinner. Since Ramadan, I think we have been outside, right, eating outside. So, you know, we lowered this after Baba left, we lowered this. Because I did not want to sit on a high bench. But this was a problem. We forgot it. See, this is what we call, this is the definition of heedlessness. So if you sleep, you cannot serve. That's another thing. To be able to serve, you really have to be awake. Awake means that forget your needs. Be awake to the needs of others, in particular your ship. Yeah, he's coming here and he cannot sit. This has to be at this level. And then we, at the beginning of the summer, took the bench out and we forgot to bring it back. I'm not blaming anyone for that. I'm the first person who should be aware that this was missing here. But that's an example of being heedless. That's an example of being asleep. And then you invite him, you don't even have a place for him to sit. And then he uses that, and he will use that. He will come back with the same thing. I did not have a... I came 3 months after Turkey, and I did not have my pillow. But it's not about him. It's about, you know, to be able to... I mean, if you want to walk on this path, if you want to be awake, if you want to serve, we have to be awake. We have to be awake. Awake, number one, the needs of our sheikh. I mean, I'm talking to him, not that he's in need of us, but it's an opportunity. We're talking about a person who's 90 years old. Who sacrificed his own life to be able to teach us. Another important thing in service is, what is important is not who serves. What is important is the service itself. It doesn't matter. What matters is that thing has to be done perfectly. Whoever that person is, you should really be in the front of finding that resource. It may not be you. Just to be able to serve this dergah, just to be able to serve your sheikh, you should not be blinded with the love of service. What is most important is not you. You're not important at all. If you are nothing, it doesn't matter. What matters is the service itself. You have to make sure you are doing the service. That service is done through you, through somebody else, but you are there to observe, to make sure that the service is delivered. It doesn't have to be you. If you cannot do, you have to find the right person. love of a sheikh may blind people on the path of a service. They really would like to serve the sheikh, but again, be very careful. Ego may interrupt that service, because again, it becomes your own pleasure to serve. So what is important is what is being delivered. You have to make sure that whoever is going to do that should do it. It's not about you or me. Why not me? It's not important. It has to be done the best way, through the person who has the best skills and abilities. Seniority doesn't matter in that case. Whoever is going to deliver the best service should deliver. Responsibility is over seniority.
I said I was not going to give a sohbet. It's not a sohbet. It's not a sohbet. I don't consider this as a sohbet. Another, I mean, it's just coming to my mind.
When your sheikh speaks and it tries to explain something, it is not unusual that you have this automatic reaction when you don't understand. If you understand everything your sheikh does and says perfectly, you don't need a sheikh. Why you are here? Because you have all the knowledge. You're completely, in synchrony with your sheikh. You can actually go and open up your own there, I guess. It is very, very natural that you can have this immediate reaction. But he may say, that's the value of him. He sees things that you don't see. He advises things that you may not be able to reason yourself. You may not be able to see yourself. He comes and tells things. Or the ego's immediate reaction is a resistance. Indication of a resistance in front of a sheikh, which happens, I have been observing this over the last 25 years. A word with three letters is an indication how much you're resisting. When you are being advised and when somebody when sheikh explains you to do or not to do something, to be able to explain things better to your sheikh, some people use the word "but." You don't use the word "but" when your sheikh is explaining to you something. "But my sheikh," the meaning of "but" is beware of underlying truth. This is what you're saying. There are certain truth that you haven't seen, my sheikh. Beware of underlying truth. This is what you're saying to your sheikh when you say "but." May not agree, that's fine. There may be many situations that you may not agree with your sheikh, but the important thing is to follow. Sometimes you have dreams, and he may or may not
interpret your dreams. You cannot insist on an interpreter. After your dream is interpreted, it is not a good adab to seek further interpretations. You don't come up with an interpretation and ask him to approve.
I like the way how Baba said it. He said, abracadabra, they insist that they tell them the meaning of something. He do some abracadabra thing and say, okay.
This is all started by Jehan. That's Jehan's fault.
What was the question he asked?
What is the best conduct of asking a question? Rasulullah has a beautiful conduct which we learn I sometimes find myself in that situation and kind of try to follow him, but it's not easy. And I see sometimes Tosun Baba is also following the same conduct, which is beautiful. They have never seen Rasulullah say no. That does this mean that he always said yes to everything? He said yes to things he could do. He said yes to things he approved. But people came up with crazy things, crazy demands. In that case, he did not say anything. Take his silence as no. Do not insist to hear clearly that he refuses your offer. If he is silent about it, do not insist. Do not come back with the same question, with the same offer over and over again until you get the answer that you would be satisfied. Since this is not a sohbet, I'm not going to say salam alaikum, so it's up to you. Any other question? Related to adab only. Limited to adab. If not, we can do our night prayer and then we can do our zikr. Huh? What do you think?
You know
best. Good Then I want to see Zakir's after Namaz. Hazır mısın?
Yiyeceğiz.
Yiyeceğiz.
Kelimeler, sözler.
So after the namaz, let's come here and see what sequence we can follow. Yeah? Okay.
You have to take my
mission.
What happened?
Don't bleed. Oh my god.
Minor. Okay. I mean, it's been happening all summer.
Really?
Yeah.
So see about.